Mystery, adventure, romance, presented to you by this station at this time in the stories especially selected for our audience by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. When Editor Balmer selected this amusing story, ever so slightly careless, from the current Red Book, he told us that the rarest event in a magazine office is the finding of a new humorist. This happened when he opened the mail recently and out dropped a story by Charles Lang. It was the story that started Charles Lang upon his career in the magazines. We are delighted to present to you one of his best, Ever So Slightly Careless. The sound of angry voices roused Mr. Benton from his deck chair nap aboard the good ship Morosini. Trouble somewhere amidships. You heard all kinds of voices on an Adriatic boat, but one didn't expect to hear this kind of voice.
Now listen to me, you purser fella, you. The ticket seller back in Venice done told me...
Corpo di Bianco, no comprendio, no speak English.
The ticket fella done told me if I come on this share boat, I could get where some fighters are going on, and you all gotta make good, you hear me?
Signor, no speak, Santa Maria me catch us
all. No, I'll learn you then, you spaghetti-swallowing polecat. When I get a ticket on this boat, ticket, you see. They done told me I could get where some fighting was at, you understand?
No, speak English, at least,
Hello there. What's the matter? Anything I can do to help?
Say now, well, ain't I glad to find another white man on this hooker? Say, this sure liver-faced bandit here is a-trying to...
He's the purser. He can't speak English at all, mister.
My name's Ransom Sleeve, partner, out of Beeville, Kentucky.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Sleeve.
They calls me Rance.
Oh, well, Rance, I'm Frederick Benton, Associated Press. Maybe I can straighten out this tangle you're in with Signor Carpacetti.
Say, yeah. I'd be obliged to you, I would. Me? I ain't never going back to America. Come to France during the war, you see, and I ain't so bad with a rifle, neither. I'm in the war business
the
now.
The war business?
Yep, I reckon so. Paul gave me a gun when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and there was this sure Dawson family back to home, and they got 10 of us sleeves, and we done got a parcel of them, but then the war come
and
on.
And left you in France?
Not me, brother. After it's over, I joined the Spanish Foreign Legion. Been fighting rips. And
down in Morocco,
I reckon that's where I reckon it. And then I was in the Polish Army fighting Boches, and after that, over in Ireland with Sinn Féin.
Well, Rance, what army are you joining now?
Oh, I done been in this army of unemployed up to now, brother. But I get into Venice last week, and a ticket fella tells me if I get onto this boat, I'll find the war.
In Dalmatia, eh?
Where's that?
Why, that's the port we're sailing into right now.
That little town under them mountains yonder?
Exactly. We'll dock there in an hour. If you get off here and travel up to Nerano in the mountains, I expect you'll find some trouble.
Thanks, brother. I thank you. I'm sure glad I met up with you. Reckon I'll just go up to this sure Nerano and tell them I'm the best sharpshooter Beeville, Kentucky ever growed, and that's saying something, brother.
You know, I think I'm gonna have a swell time in this
sure, Berg. Good morning, my Christian friend.
Good morning.
Have you forgot so easy that I yesterday expressed a wish you would not continue to stand in the doorway of our police station all the time?
Well, are you trying to chase me away, huh? Say, this is the only joint in this burg that's got any life.
But I have noticed that you keep an eye of longing on the rack of rifles within this domicile. Perhaps you know there is a heavy penalty for stealing a rifle in Dalmatia.
Who says I was going to swipe one? Just because I had to pawn mine in Italy don't mean I got no interest on these here squirrel rifles of yours.
Indeed, but I have no time to linger all day watching you, my friend. If you would please go away and... Ella, what is that sound?
To Jerusalem. Hey, look at that Arab come a-running. Look at that there dog in the tail. Run, you crazy dog. Hot mad dog, mad dog. Holy mackerel. Coming right past you. Give me a gun, you policeman fella. What? Where'd that punk come from?
And thanks, my friend. You shoot off the rifle most well. Ah, a rifle of the police, eh?
Sure, there's a whole rack of them in that sack back there. When they seen you coming, them cops done a fadeaway. I grabbed this here shooting
quick, my
on.
Friend, before the crowd gathers, follow me. This way. Come on.
Where are we heading for?
Through this door, quickly. This is my house, the house of Abdul Boog, and here you will be safe. They must not find you.
Huh? Find who? Me?
Come inside quickly, my friend, if you would value your life.
Oh, but for leaping Christmas,
then,
what a...
Good. The door is closed. We can talk. Listen, my friend from America, I like you. Have you not rescued me, Abdul Boog, from the fangs of death? By the bones of the prophet, yes. were one wizard with the rifle.
Oh, that was nothing. You ought to see me really shoot.
Good. Maybe then you would like to go into the mountains with me, eh?
Well, is there any fighting up there, Abdul?
Much.
Who is it with?
There are my people, the Bogues. Me, I am a great chieftain, my friend. I have traveled. I have one time driven a taxi cab in Newark of New Jersey and also owned three wives.
Three wives? Holy mackerel.
There is the family of Dmitri Drogvy. May Shaitan seize him and the curse rot in his bones. It is with him and his jackal spawn progeny we are concerned. They live across the cliffs from the proud stronghold of the Bogues.
Yeah, but you mean the Bogues is one family and the Drogvys is another?
My American is as quick with his mind as with his rifle. So it is. We of the Bogues are nadly in need of a sharpshooter such as you. If you will join us and help us fight these thrice-cursed Drogvy fiends, help us in our feud.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were telling me about a war. Did you say a feud?
Certainly.
Nothing doing. I can get all the feuds I want right to home without coming away over here after it. I won't go. Hear me?
In the name of Allah. If my friend will glance out of the window.
Well, for Christmas sake, what are all them police fellas doing out there?
Hunting for you, my American.
Oh.
The penalty for stealing a rifle in this land is ferocious. You stay here in town and sooner or later it will be for you, what do you say, just too bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I see. I reckon you win. I'll go up to the mountains with you, but I'll be darned if I get mixed up in no feuding. I've had all the feuding I need.
Sunrise in the mountains. Abdul Boog and his new recruit are climbing the high cliff trail. Rance wears baggy trousers, a red sash around his middle, and a fez cocked over his eyebrow. Rance's refusal to join the feud doesn't bother Abdul at all. Abdul knows his Americans. Abdul also knows that the red sash he has given Rance to wear is a badge of the Boog clan. And sooner or later, that's going to get our good friend Rance.
How you like the walking, my friend?
These mountains ain't so much. You ought to see the hills back in Kentucky. How much further are we going?
Not much further. Look, there is the mighty home of the Boogs.
Them brown huts and them goats on the slope yonder?
Much. And you see the valley there?
Oh, it looks like a wall on the cliff to me.
There is the wolf den occupied by the Sons of Darkness who name themselves the Drogvy family. Allah's curse upon them.
Gee, and you own the house on this side, huh?
So, there is my home with the most goats in the dooryard. You see the olive tree growing near the door?
Yeah. Ain't that a nice-looking gal pulling water from that well there? Say, brother, she's all right. Will you look at the way she carries that there jug on her head?
She is one of our clan, my friend. Not difficult to gaze upon, eh? You'll find this a true saying. The higher the mountain, the more rare the rose.
Well, say. What's the dame's name?
She is my cousin, Mepusa. You would like to meet her?
Well, I sure would, Abdo.
I shall summon her here to welcome you.
Hi, Mepusa.
Abdul, salam.
Speak the English I have taught you, beautiful one. It is safe. We have here a Ferengi who is our best friend.
Allah's blessing on our friend.
What's she hiding her face in that veil for?
The virtue of the Muslim, my friend. That which is lovely may only be seen by the eye of the worthy.
She's okay. When can a fellow look at these girls around here, Abdul?
Only the husband of Mahuza shall witness her flaming beauty.
Huh? Is she married?
Many have come for her hand, but Mahuza is proud. She is not married yet, but waits for one worthy of her charm.
Listen, if I catch that rattlesnake, what? Where in thunder did that shot come from, Allah?
I quickly come. Your ear, my friend, it is shot.
Oh, terrible.
Shot, I'll say it, shot. Darn bullet went clean through it. Who done that? Let me at him.
But your ear.
Oh, darn my ear. Who took that plug at me?
Look, that white shadow vanishing behind yonder rock. There he goes. That is Dmitri Drogvy.
What the thunder does he mean of taking a shot at me?
Just a mean fellow. All Drogvys are mean.
Oh, they is it? Well, the dirty yellow-livered and mud-wallering trash. Give me that there rifle, Abdul. Give it to me. You all in Mafusa, you skedaddle out of here now. I'm going to cross that valley, and I'm going to do some sharp shooting on my own hook. That you, Abdul?
My American. It was beautiful, priceless, the way you trailed across the valley. Stalked him up those cliffs. Even my own eagle vision could scarcely follow you.
I didn't take much to trail a buzzard like that feller.
Got him.
He won't bother nobody no more.
Oh, beautiful, priceless. You have finished Dmitri Drogvy.
Yep, and a couple of more of them jackals come down through the rocks, and I reckon I finished them, too. Say, how many of them Drogvy skunks are there?
About 60. May their children run to daughters. And the blight of Allah on whom be the blessing, smite them all.
Hey, who's all these birds running here to meet us?
Tribesmen of Boog come to greet you, my American. We have killed the fatted goat. There will be much wine, music. The Boozer of the Lavender Eyes shall dance.
Well, say, you know, I think I'm gonna like it here.
And Rance did like it. And the clan of Abdul Boog liked it, too. Only party who didn't like it was the family of the Drogvis across the way. In the months that followed, the Drogvis strove valiantly to rid themselves of this avenging marksman, but Rance always managed to shoot first. So the Drogvi clan slowly wore down until but one man among them remained. We find Rance, the conquering hero of the Boogs, romantically occupied in Mephusa's Rhodes Garden.
Oh, Mephusa, so you will marry me, huh? Gee,
Light of my life. Lion of Islam, my conqueror.
Golly, we're gonna be married, dear.
Yes, brave one with eyes like stars. But I have told thee...
Oh, gal, don't go holding out on no longer. Come on, kiss me.
I have told thee my kiss and hand may be given only when thou hast destroyed the very last of the enemies of the Books. There still remains that last one, my brave lover. And now...
When I fetch him down, it's all sot then, ain't it? We'll be married.
My conqueror can take me for his own. And Abdul has promised thee much land and many guests. And there will be rich carpets and fine wine.
Hot dog, and I'll live here the rest of my life.
Look then at the stars in the sky, beloved, and pray Allah.
Say, who is this guy, Al Anaham? Say, I don't need him or nobody else to help me get that drug behound, you see me? I'll go over there tonight with this gun of mine.
Oh! Right, through my hat. Run, gal. There he is, hiding in that olive tree. Come out and fight, you polecat. I see you. Take this, then. Got him the first crack I did. Well,
two in Jerusalem. Will you look at that? Will you just look at that?
My luggage over there, Stuart. It's certainly good to be sailing back for America.
Well, for heaven's sake, look who's coming up the gangplank. Hello there, Rance.
Well, if it ain't Mr. Benton, how are you?
Well, I didn't expect to see you on this boat, Rance. That letter you wrote me a few weeks ago said you were going to sail Dalmatian, get married, and never go home.
Well, I wasn't going home. It was all the fault of that skunk, drag old Drugbit.
What did he do?
Oh, he climbed up an olive tree in my gal's rose garden and took a shot at me.
Did he hit you, man?
Oh, heck no, he didn't. I done shot him, and I
and
hit
the
him.
The police finally got after you and sent you
no,
home.
No, it was just the way this Drugbit fell out of the tree. Just the exact same way Lafe Dawson fell out of a pine when I shot him back in Beeville, Kentucky, 15 years ago.
And you were sorry, eh?
Sorry? Heck no, you see... I hadn't thought about Leif in all them years, and I just remembered that I hadn't killed Leif that time. So I'm a-going back now. Don't never pay a feller to get careless that-a-way.
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast this amusing story, Ever So Slightly Careless, written by Charles Lane. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book Magazine.